大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is the big, old, skinny, white Canadian Adam.
对 ,Adam 之所以讲那么多形容词呢，就是因为我们今天的节目要跟大家来说一下，英语里当你一个句子里面你使用了 more than one adjective, 你有两个、三个、四个的时候，那什么样的形容词应该放在前面，什么样的应该放在后面呢？比如 should I say a bright yellow front door or a yellow bright front door? That is the question.
That is the question. This was actually a user question.
这个问题问得非常好啊，谢谢我们这位听众，就是说他的问题是哪种性质的形容词在后面，哪种性质的形容词应该放在前面呢？拜托拜托，请你们做一集节目。我觉得他刚刚给我们的这个问题其实就已经 kind of 告诉大家，形容词的顺序是由它的性质，是吧？它的 nature， 它在 describe 什么样的东西来决定的。
Right, and so one point we are going to hit again and again and again today is the difference between subjective nature or subjective adjectives and objective.
对，很多时候这个形容词的性质，它的 nature 是关于这是你主观的 observation， 你自己的想法、观点，还是说这是一个客观的事实？
Right, so sometimes we're going to use words like amazing, you know, Jenny is amazing. Well, that's pretty objective, but maybe we could say like, it was an amazing day.
对，然后呢，这个形容词的顺序通常这些比较主观的是你的你自己的观点或者态度，代表这些的形容词They usually come first before the more neutral and factual ones, right?
Right, and so keep in mind, we've been using words like amazing, but it could also be terrible, you know, really, really bad. Oh, that terrible, awful, boring movie.
对，比如我们用户他那个问题里问到的，应该说 a bright yellow front door 还是 a yellow bright front door?其实 bright 就是你自己觉得这个、哦、很刺眼很亮眼 So it is subjective So that comes before the more neutral factual 那个 yellow 这个门是黄的是事实
Right, so in that case you could almost go backwards And you know it's a front door You're not going to say a front yellow bright door Then you think what color is it? That's a yellow front door Okay, well describe the yellow Oh, it's a bright yellow front door
对，哎，你这个 tip 也非常好、啊、而且今天的节目我真的很推荐大家要配我们的文字文案一起看，因为里面会讲到很多不同类型的 adjective， 然后也会讲到英语里有一个叫 ESL 的概念，就是 the royal order of adjectives。
Ooh, the royal order. Wow, sounds pretty fancy.
形容词的皇家顺序它的意思就是就像我们刚刚说的这些形容词有不同的性质嘛然后他们是在形容不一样类型的东西哪个在前哪个在后然后这个皇家的顺序你一个句子里面可能最多会到十种这样不同的 nature 然后你应该哪个放在前哪个放在后推送里面我们的文案里面大家可以看到 But一般我们一句句子里面不会出现那么多的形容词，最多可能三四个。So really don't worry too much about memorizing the order of 10 different types of adjectives.
Right, and the other thing here is that some of them are pretty obvious. Like if we're going to add to that door example, well maybe that door was made in France.
China.
So it,、oh. China, okay, it's made in China.So it's a Chinese door. So it is a bright yellow Chinese front door. So you know that Chinese is going to go pretty close, to, almost right beside the noun, right? It's a yellow Chinese door.
对，因为 Chinese 在这儿也是一个 fact, 事实，对吧？它就是中国产的一扇门啊。那 Adam, 虽然我觉得大家不需要去记这十个 or I should say, 是九个嘛，因为最后是 noun 嘛，形容词的顺序 but it'shelpful to just quickly list them?
Okay, well, Jenny's right. The 10th one we don't need to talk about. The first one we really don't need to talk about either because the first one includes words like ah, an.
or 10 or 100 or your or mine 是吗?
Exactly. Now, the second one is almost always going to be your opinion. So that's these words again like amazing. I just saw this amazing new French film.
对, or beautiful, smart, or even like bad, stupid. 这些都是你自己 subjective 的,不管是 positive 还是 negative, right? Your subjective opinion.
Exactly.
但是这里呢，如果你一句句子里面啊，是说这是一个很贵的红色的手机，这个时候贵 also comes before 红色 red， 就是除了刚刚 Adam 说的主观的 opinion 以外呢，那个形容词顺序会很早出现的，也是就你对它的一些观察，比如说这个东西是贵啊，便宜啊。 Yeah, I guess because that's also 主观，因为对一个很有钱人来说，这可能就不贵，是吧？
Right, right. And I mean, it's the same with words like delicious.
Yeah.
One person would think the food is delicious. Another person would say, oh, this disgusting new Canadian dish.
Right. 所以基本上你要放形容词的话，这种类型的形容词就要放在所有形容词的最前面哈。那 what comes after it?
Next up is size. So is it big? Is it little? Is it enormous?
那 size 之后呢，是这个东西是新的还是旧的，或者人是年轻的还是年老的， right? Age.
Yes, but don't forget about shape, Jenny. Is it long? Is it a big long? Old?
诶，那 shape 和 age 哪一个应该放在前面啊？
We should put shape before age. So, big square, old yellow door.
Okay, 好。And after age, I'm guessing it's color, 因为你看、right. yellow, 是吧?
Yellow, yellow, yellow. And the next after color is origin. So where did it come from?
啊，比如我们刚刚说的 Chinese door, bright yellow Chinese door, 就是说这个东西出产地哈。
Right, exactly. Now, one question we have not asked about this door, what is it made of? What material did they use?
对啊，它到底是 wooden 木头的还是什么 metal 钢?
Yeah, is it a big steel door or is it a golden door?
Oh, I like that. So material 是就是你讲好这个地方的产地以后就要讲它是什么东西做的是吧?
Right, exactly. Now, the last one that we put before the noun, we could call qualifier. Now, keep in mind that this is an adjective, but sometimes it could be something like pencil box. You know, it's two nouns, but you know that it's a box for pencils.
Okay, 就是它是做什么用处的哈。
So, you know, a hat bag, a cat door.
好的，那刚刚这个 that was our royal order of adjectives.但是光那样听呢，我觉得太抽象了。我们来举几个例子好不好？我们来一些例句，而且就像前面说的，正是生活中的句子，你不会真的要把这九种形容词都说出来。At most, I would say maybe four, like 3 to 4.
Right, exactly.
好，那我们今天第一个例句 ，Well, let's start with something simple, okay? Oh, I have a good one. 我们用猫来举例吧。比如说有一个猫。它是一只波斯猫，然后是小小的，然后是白颜色的。
Ooh, okay, so 3 adjectives there. We heard Persian, it's white, and it's little or small. So, what are we going to say?
刚刚我们教大家的，先要说一些你主观的观点，或者你的观察 observation, 然后呢 size, 然后呢反正 color 是比 size 要后面的，对吧？最后这个是中国的、美国的、什么波斯的，那个也是比较后面的。So, you know, just using that rule, I think we have our answer.
It is a small white Persian cat.
Okay. 所以刚刚给大家的这个表，我觉得真的很有用哈。即使你记不起来每一个东西，每一种形容词应该哪个前哪个后， but I did remember like big or small size comes pretty early on, and then you know country of origin comes pretty late on, right? So that really helped me form my sentence. A small white Persian cat.
Right. Now, we're lucky that we didn't say beautiful or something that was more subjective. That would have just been confusing.
Oh, 但我下面一个句子我想来个比较主观的形容词。拿 Adam 做例句好吗?
Okay.
How about what you're wearing? 穿了一件皮夹克然后我觉得是很有型、Ooh. 很 stylish、
mm.
黑色的皮夹克 So we have color, we have material, we have,、okay. you know, my observation. Oh, 我猜这个皮夹克是意大利的 We have country、Ooh. Of origin. So we have、wow. how many? Four adjectives.
Okay, wow, fancy.We're talking about a jacket from Italy. It's stylish. It's black. And of course, it's made out of leather. Leather is the material. So it is a stylish black Italian leather jacket.
四个形容词用同样的办法 to sort them 来排序 I think it really works, right?就你这种比较 dramatic 的形容词放前面 stylish, you know, exciting 形容词 which is also 比较主观的 because it carries your attitude. 然后后面的 color 也是要放在挺前面的然后国家啦材质啦这些都比较后面但是国家比材质重要它要在更前面 So there you have your correct adjective order Adam is wearing a stylish black Italian leather jacket
I wish, I'd love to have a stylish Italian jacket Wow, maybe for Christmas, huh? Huh, Jenny, Christmas?
对,你的爸爸可以给你、哦、我们的用户可以给 Adam 买好吗
I was thinking more like 老板 maybe nudge
好那我们下一个例子、oh, How about let's use 旗袍因为有很多形容词可以来形容它比如它是一个很传统的服装对吧然后它是中国的然后是很美丽的通常是丝绸的那什么颜色呢我家真的有一件红旗袍是我结婚的时候穿的 So how would I say that?
Okay, so let me get that all straight So we're talking about a dress, of course, that's the noun It was made of silk, of course
yeah,
It is Chinese, it's traditional And I'm guessing that, Jenny, you just looked gorgeous in that dress
Oh, thank youGorgeous 就是特别特别漂亮哈。那用刚刚教给大家的这个形容词顺序，你来理一理啊。那前面已经说了，这些代表你的主观观点或者态度的形容词，我们要把它放在最前面。所以呢 ，gorgeous 应该是在这一串形容词的 number one 最前面的，对吧？
That's right, and we have material and color, which we know go towards the end.So now, basically, all we need to do is figure out where traditional and Chinese go.
Chinese origin 也是比较后面的，对吧？
That's right.
好，那我们剩下来就是 traditional 这一个词了。它其实就是 it's age, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that should come before color, and it certainly comes after gorgeous. So I think I've got the order. 应该是A gorgeous traditional red Chinese silk dress.
Wow, ding, 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 ding. Gorgeous answer, gorgeous dress.
Oh, that was so challenging because we used 5 adjectives.
Oh, 5, geez, that hurts even my head.
但是我觉得大家真的不要紧张了因为其实日常口语里面如果你把哪两个形容词的顺序搞反了 ,native speakers 也是完全听得懂你在讲什么而且他们可能都不会发现你说错了。
Right.
好那我们今天节目的最后呢 ,very quickly, 我要问 Adam 的就是比如我们有一些形容词你分不出那个什么又有 color 啦又什么 shape, age 啊那这个时候顺序怎么放比如啊我给你举个例子比如说有一天你很倒霉然后你又累又冷又饿。
Oh, I'm tired, cold, and hungry.
这几个都是差不多的，这个都是你的一个感觉嘛。So I guess they're pretty subjective. Or I guess cold could be a little bit more objective. 但是你知道我意思吧？它不是那么明显的能区分出顺序。那我们怎么办呢？
Well, let's listen one more time. I'm tired, cold, and hungry. But I could have said I'm cold.Tired and hungry, or I'm hungry, tired and cold. In that case, when they're all the same, it really doesn't matter. the dress we talked about before could have been a red and gold silk dress, or it could have been a gold and red silk dress.
所以我们形容词如果都是就是一个性质的时候呢，顺序其实就没有那么重要。但是 if you have two or more than two, 这个时候我们要用 and 来连接，对吧？比如 I'm tired and cold。然后三个形容词的时候呢，你就要在最后两个当中加 and， 比如 I'm tired, cold, and hungry。如果四个的话，反正就是在最后那两个当中加 and， 前面不用加 and 就对了。
That's right。
好的，那我们今天的节目最重要的形容词顺序 ，I think we covered all bases. What do you think?
I certainly hope so. I had a lot of good old-fashioned Canadian fun.
好，but before we go, 我们最后要给大家布置一个小作业，就是用我们今天教你的形容词顺序的这个排列方法，排列一下下面的这个句子。然后这个句子呢，是我们想送给所有我们可爱的听众们和用户们。So, 大家听好 the noun, 这个名词是 users, 啊。And we want to say we have 怎么怎么样的 users.
Okay, all right. So what are some good adjectives for our users? Well, a lot of them are Chinese.
Yeah, 中国人对
Hardworking.
Oh, definitely. Very hardworking. And there are so many of you. 人数众多 many.
There are definitely a lot of you. That's great. And you guys are lovely.
And very supportive.
Right, so how many is that? I lost count after two.
五个. Five is challenging. So we've got Chinese, we've got lovely, we've got supportive, we've got hardworking, and many. 所以这个形容词呀，有点烧脑，大家可以写下来，然后把你的答案放在留言专区。And we hope you learned a lot from today's show, and we're looking forward to your comments and seeing you next time.
Okay, guys, have an amazing, wonderful, beautiful, productive, and restful day.
感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
Bye, guys.